With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Lou Bruno likes to watch birds, but he calls himself a lazy birder, especially when he's at his home in East Glacier during the summers, looking out over a beaver pond.
I know all the bird songs in my area, so my way of birding is I go out with my cup of coffee, sit on the bench, and I just tick off what's around me.
The 73-year-old started birding when he was just a kid, and when he started working as a teacher in Browning, he was able to spend summers leading birding trips around Montana. After he retired, he started leading them in Mexico and Alaska, and in the last 40 years, he's also gotten involved in Christmas bird counts all over the country.
I've had some pretty rigorous bird counts, you know, like 25 below and the wind blowing like 30, 40 miles an hour. That was in Great Falls. Yeah, that was an interesting one. And the leader said to me, "Why don't you ever bring proper clothes for these trips?" And I said, "Because I'm never stupid enough to be out in this kind of weather."
The Christmas bird count, currently underway across the Western Hemisphere, involves a little more work than an average day of birding at home. It's a 119-year-old citizen science project run by the National Audubon Society. It acts as a census for birds. There are over 30 counts in Montana, including the Five Valleys Audubon Society count in Missoula. About 100 people organized into small groups in Missoula on Saturday and spread out across a 15-mile-wide circle, centered where Reserve Street and I-90 cross. Bruno was a part of a 9-person group that started the day at Council Grove State Park. They made their way through dried grass and tall pine trees, walking on a bed of soft needles covered in crunchy snow. And above footsteps, train whistles, and barking dogs, people listened for birdsong and called out species they saw.
What did you say? What did you have? Red-breasted or white-breasted?
Bruno was in charge of the bird list, adding tally marks next to names to keep track of which species and how many of each were identified.
Kingfisher.
Got that.
Two kingfishers, apparently.
Oh, there were two?
Apparently, okay.
The leader of this group, Paul Lunan, made Bruno the keeper of this list.
He asked me to do it last year, so I did, and now I'm stuck with the job, I think.
Bruno had to be sure not to double count, and every new bird sighting required discussion from the group to make sure it was properly identified and not already seen or heard by someone else. If there's any uncertainty, it doesn't count. Over the next 2 weeks, from December 14th to January 5th, this will be happening all over the U.S. Different communities choose the one day they'll hold their count during that period and organize volunteers. Some people are out in the field, others stay at home and watch their feeders. They monitor the same 15-mile-wide circle every year, marking down each bird they can see and hear. The results provide data on winter ranges of birds and their populations. The project requires a knack for quick and accurate observations, which is something Boo Curry is good at.
People are thinking that they like hybridize or something like that, that the species can be.
She works at the University of Montana Bird Ecology Lab. At 30 years old, she's one of the younger participants in this year's Missoula count, but she wishes she started birding when she was even younger.
So yeah, probably since college, I've been into birding. And I kind of regret it because I've gone a lot of cool places, like when I was younger, like Costa Rica or Southern Africa, and I wasn't into birding then, and now I'm kind of kicking myself that I wasn't, because I could have, like, ID'd a lot of cool species.
There's still a chance to do that in Missoula, and there's hope something interesting will pop up. But finding that something interesting requires covering a lot of ground. The group split up to try and flush birds out of a few different sloughs. After spotting some juncos, mallards, and magpies, everyone moved to a nearby bridge overlooking the Clark Fork River. It was supposed to be a good spot for waterfowl. Finally, with a few less members, they made their way to a privately owned piece of land along the river filled with juniper bushes and ravens. Overall, they covered about 5 miles, and that is deserving of a potluck. Larry Weeks hosts it in his basement, filled with a hodgepodge of tables, chairs, and food. Weeks is the compiler of the bird count. That means he was in charge of organizing the 17 groups and various feeder watchers in Missoula. He's also in charge of putting together the final bird tally. Once everyone finishes eating, the counting starts. Species by species, Weeks reads through a list and people shout out the number they saw.
Barrel's Goldeneye. I hold my breath here. Barrels go. Barrels go. Going once. Two. Going two. All right. All right.
They end up with over 80 kinds of birds. Weeks says that's typical for what they've seen the last few years, but it's up from the 70 or so they used to get now that more people are participating.
And it's always a challenge to get that 80 or 80-some birds. You know, there's a competition of trying to get the most birds of any of the counts in Montana. And Big Fork is normally the top dog every time. We can't compete with them because they got Flathead Lake. So anytime we can get 80, that's good count.
Weeks did his part to add to that number. The 80-year-old's trip up a mountain towards Snowbowl to find dusky grouse wasn't as successful as he hoped.
I spent 3 hours walking up that hill in snow up to my knees and didn't get dusky grouse. But anyway, I tried.
But he did find 3 Pacific wren up Grant Creek. And other birders received a verbal gold star for spotting a white-winged crossbill and a northern goshawk during the day. As Weeks gets the rest of the data from the feeder watchers, he'll add up a final tally. Then he'll send it off so it can be used to form a better picture about birds in Montana and across the Western Hemisphere. In the meantime, counts are still taking place. For a look at how you can join a count, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.